今天是第六次跟大家介绍无法之法。
Today is the sixth lecture and to introduce the method of no method.
那我的习惯是过去五次的习惯都先复习。
I usually, for the past five times, I start from reviewing.
那复习的时候一复习本来预计只有十分钟一复习就复习到一个钟头。
So, once I start to reviewing, I only supposedly spend 10 minutes, but inevitably, I end up spend an hour to review.
所以每次到讲重要的地方呢就一下就带过。
So, every time I spend an hour to review, and I really don't have too much time to left. And then when I start to beginning to talk about the important topics and what we really want to talk about each time, and I don't have much time to left. So, I kind of rushing it through.
那我现在改变啊，这次跟还有8月19号这两次，我先介绍我们该要讲。
So I'm going to change strategy today. I'm going to start with the important topics. And for this time and for next time.
那我现在就把前面的就是方法先跳过。
So I'm going to skip the review we already talked about before.
那修行以禅宗啊都是有两个一定要注意的，一个就是你修行的方法，还有一个观念。
So regardless any method, especially the Chan method, and then two important aspect is the concept, and the other one is the method.
那佛教的观念，我们叫做正确的佛教观念，叫正见。
So the correct Buddhist view, we call it correct view or right view.
那佛教的最基本最基本也是佛教发现的哈，就是佛发现的就是无常空无我。
The fundamental of the right view are three things, which it was discovered by Buddha himself. They are impermanence, emptiness, and no self.
那无常我们上次就是6月17号介绍过了。
So we already introduced impermanence last time in June.
那假如说观念跟方法两个要我们一定要挑的话呢，你们会挑哪一个觉得比较重要？
So if we have to make a choice between the method and the concept, so which one would you pick?
有我听到有人讲观念对不对没错完全对。
I heard some people in the audience said that is the view, the right view, that's correct, the concept. It's more important than the method.
这个跟要问小孩子你喜欢爸爸还是妈妈不大一样。
This question is different from when you're asking a kid, which one you like better, your mom or your dad? This is a totally different question.
所以呢，我们观念有的话呢，你有方法的话，那你就一定是走得对的。
So when you have the right concept, then you apply the method, and then you definitely practice in the right way.
那我们常常有一个就是来形容方法是什么观念是什么就是我们现在好比我们现在去曼哈顿我们就要知道曼哈顿那个方向那个方向就是你的观念那我怎么过去呢就要有个地图现在是叫 GPS
So we can use this analogy For example You want to go to Manhattan Okay So You want to go to Manhattan. That's your concept. That's you want to go there. That's your destination. How do you get there? You use map. Now these days we use GPS. That is the method.
那 GPS 是方法嘛，哈。 可是你会不会常常觉得那个方法会绕很多圈，跟我们 GPS 一样，明明右转就可以到，他给你左转再绕回来。
Well, even though the method is GPS or map, and sometimes they may not be fully accurate. You know, it's supposed to make a right, you will just get right there. And but the GPS or the map is convoluted and tell you gonna make a left and make a right, make the whole circle and come back to where you wanna be.
所以呢，默照的方法就是马上叫你到右边了。
That's why silent illumination is the method to tell you immediately make a right turn to get to where you want to go.
可是有的人呢，对默照他觉得方法太简单了，他就是要复杂的，那就没有问题啊，你可以左转左转左转，最后还是转到回到原点啊，就是回到该要到的地方。
So some people may think simplicity is too simple, so their mind is more complicated. They rather go through the longer route, make a left, make a right, make a right, make a left, and then finally they end up at the same place.
那所以呢，我们是介绍默照的方法，大家可以用。我不知道讲了五次，那大家有没有真的拿来用？有拿来用的人请举手。
So we have been talking about silent illumination five times previously already. And so we are introducing the method, how to use it. I just want to ask the audience, have you been using the method of a silent illumination? If you do, please raise your hand.
好像这边讲中文的菩萨只有文殊菩萨一个人在用。很可惜，因为这个方法其实是蛮好。所以它叫做无法之法，它其实根本就是最简单的方法，最直接的方法。
So I only saw one audience raise her hand. So actually this method is so simple, and that's called the method of no method.
那上次跟大家介绍无常啊，无常因为其实我们都知道心就是念头的无常啊。那要抓到心跟念头的无常不容易，所以我们都从环境身体的无常才看到心的无常。
So last time we talked about impermanence. So and to observe and your thoughts and your mind, the impermanence of your thought in your mind is not that easy to observe. So that's why we begin with the impermanence of your body, the impermanence of the environment.
那上次最后介绍一个坚忍和一心啊，这个其实对我们修行来讲很重要的。
So last time we introduced about perseverance and single-minded. This is a very important two aspect and for practice.
在我们修行的过程中啊，疼痛和不舒服，大家都知道应该很正常啊。嗯哼。
So while we practice, we may experience pain and discomfort. Those are actually is very normal.
那舒服跟做的心很安定其实也是常常发生的。
And pain and discomfort, and that's normal. And also, and when you sit actually with comfort and then pleasure, actually enjoying it, and that's also common.
那对这两个舒服跟不舒服的态度以默照来讲啊，都是要平等平等，不会说因为你痛你就不做了，或者因为太舒服你一直要做。
So how we treating these kind of condition, discomfort and pain, comfort and then at ease. So those we should treat with attitude of equanimity.So, and not because you're experiencing pain and you don't want to sit anymore. Or not because when you're experiencing comfort and joy and you want to sit longer.
正确的心态对舒服跟不舒服从舒服这点我先跟大家介绍一下我自己的经验啊。
So, and toward these two things and two sensation and what will be the proper attitude. So I'm going to use myself own experience and to wallet to explain it to you.
刚刚学打坐的时候当然是希望越坐越舒服啊，腿是一直都清凉不会痛嘛，背也不会痛，都不会痛啊，是追求的目标嘛。所以那时候就常常因为第一次跟师父长期打坐的时候，师父那时候比较严，所以呢他就不让你放腿，所以第一天第二天第三天那个腿是痛得半死，可是因为师父在，因为9056嘛，师父就坐在同一个地方，所以不敢放腿。
So when I begin to learn a meditation with 师父, and of course, and my original goal is when I sit in meditation, it gets better, all the pain will subside, I will sit very discomfort, I can sit very, very long time. But at that time, and in our old building, and 师父 was sitting right in front of you, 师父 is more strict. He will not allow you to put down your legs whatsoever.So, and I have to bear and grin the pain, and I thought I was gonna die.
那一般来讲，第一天、第二天，因为跟你的作息不大一样，所以为了调试，所以会很不舒服。可是第三天以后，就会慢慢对于环境，你自己的心也比较安定啊。所以那天晚上坐的时候呢，虽然脚痛啊，可是那个脚痛已经不会影响到你。那你就会继续在做嘛，做的时候那个腿就到某一个痛点的时候，它就改成清凉。
So, any retreat at the first 2 days, you are trying to adjust the environment and try to adjust the schedule and all the food and all everything. So, and you are experiencing all kind of discomfort. And but after third day.And you start getting used to the environment and the schedule. And so, and whatever the pain will not affect you as much. And especially on the third night, when I was sitting, and I feel even better. And even though I still experience the pain, but after that threshold and pass, and actually I feel at ease and actually has this cool sensation and on my legs.
所以我从那时候，那次期以后我很喜欢打气，因为我知道第三天以后就是很舒服的，而且那时候师父的形容就是前三天啊度日如年，后三天就是快马加鞭，一般都是七天嘛啊，所以我觉得最好的 retreat 是两个礼拜，因为你后面的日子就过得实在是每天就在过日子，可是过得很充足，那整个人是很有体力的，因为你没有消耗体力，打坐其实是恢复体力的。
So, therefore, and after that experience, and so I love to go to retreat because I know, and after third days, and actually it's become really enjoyable. That's why 师父 described the first 3 days is like.Every day, every second, every moment, it seems like years and years, and the time just gets stuck there. And then after third day, everything just run through with light speed, it's just rushing it through. So that's why I think 7 days is not enough, and the retreat, it should be 14 days. So, actually, when you are engaging in, when you are practicing in retreat,And you actually recovering. And after third day, you become very, very energetic. And then actually, it become a pleasant and enjoyable experience.
所以那个时候我常常打气啊，那个心态是不对的，因为呢，我希望是得到舒服剂。是有一次师父演讲的时候，他就讲说，当你在做莲香的时候，你要问问看你的心态，你是希望这个舒服劲呢，还是你在用功？假如你发觉你的心是贪那个舒服，你就要站起来，跟着大众，因为你已经听到引气嘛，代表你的心已经被外面的声音影响了嘛，那你就站起来，该要做运动，该要走，就要走。
So, that's why I start, love to go to a retreat. Because I know after a few days hardship, and then, I'm gonna experience some pleasant and joy experience. But that is really totally wrong attitude. And one time, Shifu gave a talk. So, and when you sit very well at the first instant period, and then after that period is ended, you're going to hear the chime. And you already heard the chime. That means your mind is already being disturbed by the chime. And but some people say, oh, well, I'm been sitting so well. I enjoy this pleasant feeling. So I'm going to continue to sit with the next instant period. And so that's why Shifu said, when the time you're about to make that decision, you need to ask yourself, am I sitting, continue sitting, merely I'm just abiding and enjoying that pleasant and that pleasure feeling, or I'm actually practice hard and diligently. So that's why I want to sit longer.
所以呢，舒服静的心态要这样啊。当是你碰到的是不舒服的境的时候，你就是要练习坚忍和一心。
So when you encounter that pleasant and that pleasant situation, that pleasant state, and you need to